put this out there.
At their apartment in Washington, D.C., Patty Kim and Chris Sheridan are packing for their weekend trip for filmmaking.
I need to get some more of these.
Kim was born in Korea, and Sheridan is a Canadian. They're a couple who gave up a stable lifestyle to pursue their dream of independent filmmaking.
Just before we did this, we were both working at the National Geographic Channel. I was a producer and Patty was a correspondent.
A story about Japanese abductees forever changed their lives.
We heard about what had happened in 2002, and something about it really intrigued us, and it stayed with us actually for a few years.
When we heard the story, we were so moved by it that we just kind of left our jobs and decided to go and do this.
In 2004, the North Korean regime acknowledged for the first time that North Korean spies abducted 13 Japanese civilians in the 1970s to train their agents to better impersonate Japanese. Among them was Megumi Yokota, a 13-year-old schoolgirl who seemed to have vanished into thin air one afternoon in 1977. The truth of her abduction was not confirmed until 1989. The story deeply touched Kim and Sheridan.
So we contacted the families. In particular, we contacted the family of Megumi Yokota, and immediately they said yes, and they wanted to do something. And we just kind of took it from there.
The journey started with a trip to Japan to meet Megumi's family in 2003.
We took our camera and ourselves and our credit cards and flew to Japan and did what a lot of crazy Western independent filmmakers would do. They just do it.
This is it.
Three trips to Japan between 2003 and 2005, more than 100 tapes filmed, and the documentary entitled Abduction, The Megumi Yokota Story, is born. The 85-minute film covers a span of almost three decades. By jumping back and forth in time, the film documents how families of the abductee learned about their loved one's disappearance and campaigned for their release, often at the expense of their otherwise normal personal lives. As a result, five abductees were returned in 2002. The remaining eight were announced dead, including Megumi Yokota.
And we wanted to tell a human story about their grief and their suffering, their loss. You know, those are things that anybody, anywhere in the world can understand.
Abduction was featured in a number of film festivals, including the 2006 Independent Film Festival of Boston, Toronto International Film Festival, and the Maryland Film Festival. It also received an audience award in the Best Documentary category at the 2006 Slamdance Film Festival. But it has not been an easy path.
Most people think when you finish a film, when you're finished editing and you show it at your first festival, that you're done. It's all over. But actually, the whole story of making a film is just beginning. You're just starting. There's no money coming in. You're just continually putting your own money into the film. In fact, you put as much in when you're promoting it and marketing it as you did while you were making it.
Despite the difficulties, Kim says the experience was worth it.
Wow, it's so amazing. It's the people you meet along the way. It's the journey of making it that's so tremendous. It's not just the finished film. It's how you got there, which is something that'll stay with us forever.
Elaine Liu, VOA News.